Thank you for holding. This is Angela Williams in the fraud department. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'd already reported this to my credit card. Yesterday, a purchase was made through you guys, and I didn't know it was through you guys. But what was shown on my card was Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet and a Tactica. But now that I'm looking through the email, it was through you guys. For $28.99 and a $5.97, and I did not make any purchase. I already reported it through my card, so my card, they canceled my card, but I was just letting you guys know that I did not purchase anything. But what showed up on my card was Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet and Tactica for $28.99 and a $5.97, but looking on my email, it was showing up as, on my email, it's saying something like, I don't know, let me see. It's saying smart fitness tracker and earbuds.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's get you to verify your name and address.
Okay, my name is Desiree Archuleta, but when I hit terms and condition, it's telling me it's a dangerous website, and it doesn't want me to go onto this website. And it's telling me that I shouldn't go onto this website. It's not giving me any customer service information, and it's not giving me anything related to what's telling me on my credit card information.
And Joe's here. Please, can you verify your mailing address? I'm sorry.
Yes, my mailing address is 3370 Amberwick Court, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80916. So the information that's taken off my card is in no way to the information related to my email. And is in no way did I make a purchase through either one, my credit card or my email.
All right, it's showing that on the 11th yesterday,
took place yesterday.
It was a $5.97 shipping and handling charge for a smart tracker. And then there was a $28.99 charge for the premium wireless earbuds.
That's what it's saying on my email, but on my card, on my credit card, it's saying, something completely different. It's just saying that, my card was canceled. It's saying a TACTICA purchase of $28.99, and it's saying Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet for $5.97. But then my email is saying a smart fitness tracker and premium wireless earbuds. So it's two different.
You disputed the charges with your financial institution. Okay.
Yes, I did not, because I did not make any purchase for neither one of them.
You didn't make the purchase at all?
No. I because on the email, I no longer I came home to see what's going on with this email, because I do not have access to this email because I'm moving and I'm staying at my other place, but I came here today to see what's going on with this email. And to check on this one, and so that's why I came here to see like why emails are even being sent here, and that's why I seen this one. And but I got from my bank card is why I even why I even realized this transaction, because I got an alert saying that the $28.99 and the $5.97. What a transaction was made on it. That's why I was even notified of it, and why I was even being made aware of it. That's why I disputed it, because I did not even make that transaction. I don't even know a Tactica or a Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet. I don't even know what that is.
All right, ma'am. It's already been canceled.
Yeah, I canceled it
canceled. The trial completion charge. From what I can see here, your email address is
ARCHU51. Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to have to do is have the bank give us a call, and they have to agree to drop the dispute in order for us to address those charges, which we do start a fraud protocol and give a provisional credit at that time. But if there is an active dispute, there's not much we can do.
Well, I disputed it. My card stopped it. I was just letting you guys know that somebody's using you guys to scam or to because they're like, are you guys aware that Fresh Take Lifestyle Diet is using
yes,
you guys?
Yes, that's just a payment gateway.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know.
That means
somebody's using me then.
That means that the company, that's the name in which the company receives the payment. Now, you
somebody's
did say
me then.
Yesterday you placed the order, but then when you looked on your emails or you looked at your
account. No, so then somebody's using my card then. Somebody's using me then.
Ma'am, you did say that you placed the order, but you didn't recognize
the
name of it.
No, I did not place the order.
Okay.
I had to come here, home, because I'm moving. I don't even use Archuleta 51. I don't use none of that. I'm moving. I had to come here today to where I used to stay to look at this email that I just looked at, to look at this order. I placed no order to see what I'm doing. I got an alert from my bank card to see this $28.99, $5.97 yesterday is why I was even able to dispute it.
Well, you know, we do an investigation on this end. The bank does an investigation on their end with a dispute. Now, usually with their dispute, what they do is they call us and ask us to verify the information that we have here and
okay.
Provide them the IP address. So on our end with a fraud, we take the IP address, which is basically an address to a device like a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a personal
okay.
computer. And we provide it to the authorities. They can pull back the time, location, and the owner of that device, and then they contact you, the cardholder, to move forward with charges against the individual. So that's
okay,
what we do on
right.
this end, but we cannot proceed forward with that because you have an active dispute, and they're
okay.
You give a provisional credit on that at that mm-hmm. point. But what the bank usually does is they call us and ask us to verify the information here.
Okay, all right. Okay,
so
that's fine.
My advice is that you have them call us and agree to drop the dispute, and we can move forward with the fraud protocol.
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. They'll be able to see where the purchase was made from then, if they go like that, which is fine.
Yes, that's correct. If you have your, do you have your cancellation number? If not, I can provide it to you.
When I was talking with them, I don't have that yet. I just know that they stopped it and they stopped that card and they're reissuing me a new one.
All right. Well, I can give it to you if you get pen and paper ready.
Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
27.
C27.
84.
84.
68.
68. C27, 8468.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a
thank you.